everybody, and welcome to our Vital Health Community Q&A call for the month of September 2018. Very excited to be here with you and to answer your questions and support you in whatever way I can. The way that we do this is we have either the web or the phone, and if you're on the phone, you can do a *2, and I'll open up your line, and we can chat, and I can help you with whatever your questions are. If you're on the web, you can go ahead and type into either the chat or the Q&A. If it starts to get pretty busy, I'll ask you to move the questions for me into the Q&A because it's hard to keep track because the chat goes flying by, and the Q&A I can control. So either way, I'll check both of them. And I usually do is I check the Q&A to see if anybody has typed in questions in advance of the call. Starting next month, we're going to have a new process for the calls. What we're going to do is when we send out the email that says this is happening, we're going to give you a link where you can click to let me know if you're coming to the call and if you have a question that you want answered, or let me know if you're not coming to the call but you have some questions you want answered, and you'll just have to fill that out and submit it to us, and we'll have it. And that way I'll have all the questions in one place, and I don't have to worry about things scrolling back and forth and back and forth. So I'm excited about that. It's going to be really great. For those of you who are new to the community, welcome. And we really appreciate having new people in, and I really appreciate that you care enough about your health that you're wanting to join us. This is just one of three benefits each month that we have, three calls, three live events that we have each month. One is our Vital Healing Kitchen, and this month is on September 29th, so I hope you can join me then. We're going to be talking about gut healing foods and ferments, one of my favorite things. I just went away for a couple of days to a conference. It was a Whole Foods plant-based conference. The food was pretty good, but what I was missing was my ferments. I love my coconut yogurt and my kimchi, and since I've been home, I haven't even been home 24 hours. I've been loading up on kimchi and coconut yogurt and green smoothies because I didn't get any of those while I was gone. So I'm super excited. And anyway, I'm excited about that class. And then the topic call we already had this month, that was back in early September, and I did a call on gut testing. I think it was 2 weeks ago or last week. Maybe it's just a week ago. Time is flying by this month, this year. But I did a call on a gut healing, gut testing, gut assessment. So if you didn't get a chance to watch that, I highly recommend that you go look it up in the archives. And then finally, let's see, there was one more thing. Oh yeah, next month, I'm really excited because we're having a guest who's one of our nutritional endocrinology students, and she's also a registered nurse. She's been a homeopath for the last 15 years and herbalist, and she is amazing, and she's been studying what's called dirty electricity, and she's going to do a vital health topic on dirty electricity in October. I'm super excited about that. Yay. The other thing I wanted to let you guys know was that we should be, some of you will have already been moved over to our new website, and some of you have not. I know those of you who are in like Sweet Spot or other programs with us, ERC, you've already been moved over to the Vital, and so it should be happening over the next couple of weeks, definitely by the end of September, you'll all be moved to our beautiful new website, which we're super, super excited about. It's just much quicker, and it's prettier, and it's more intuitive, and we really like it a lot. So we'll be closing down the old website as of December 31st. So if you're a vital year-long premium member, you will still continue to have access to all the archives. In the new site, if you're a Vital monthly member, you'll have access to all the recordings since you joined. So that's pretty good. That's a big improvement as well. So let's see who has questions. First thing I like to do is look at the Q&A box and see if anybody typed any in advance. And we have one. Jeannie, yay, do I have a recommendation of any basic supplement, or should we just wait to see what's recommended on our lab's assessment, such as probiotic? Yeah, good idea. There are some basics that you can do in a probiotic or probiotic-rich food. And here's the caveat with that, is that if you eat probiotic-rich foods and you get bloated or gassy or feel tired or it aggravates your stomach, then it's either the wrong strain of probiotic or you may have some SIBO going on. If it's sauerkraut, which are high in histamines, you may have a histamine sensitivity. So as long as you're not having any issues with that, I recommend that you get some probiotic rich foods in you. And if you want to take a supplement because the foods, the histamines in the foods do bother you, I would start with some Bifidobacter. And the Bifidobacter you can purchase through Custom Probiotics or Claire Labs has a pure Bifidobacter. And I like the one from Custom Probiotics because it's a little jar. It's actually a good sized jar. It's expensive. You're going to freak out when you see it's $100. But it will last like months and months and months and months and months, because when you see the tiny little scoop that they give you, that scoop is like 200 billion organisms. So it will last you forever. You can always add that to your probiotics. And without really, you know, I don't want to recommend any specific supplements until we've sat and looked at your labs and stuff like that, because it's very unique and individual. And I don't remember what you're on right now. When I get into your master tracker and I see your supplement sheet and the amounts you're taking of everything, that's going to really help me to see. And then what you're eating and how much you're eating and all that. So that's all going to play in. Good question. Marsha, I went to acupuncture this morning to rip and grow rhodiola. Is that something I can safely take between? Yes. Yeah, absolutely. There's some herbs that are considered adaptogens. I think the only thing with rhodiola to be careful about is, at high doses, rhodiola can be, it can be calming, and at low doses, it can be stimulating. So you got to be careful when you're taking it. So if you're wanting to calm down at bedtime, then I would take the higher dose. And when you're in wanting to give yourself some energy, say in the morning, you'd take a lower dose, and it would be the lower end of the recommended range and the higher end of the recommended range. That's the only problem with that. Rhodiola is great. Tulsi is great. Ashwagandha. Those I recommend people without looking at labs or anything. Oftentimes, I would if you're, no, you already did your Dutch. So yeah, I would. That's fine. That's totally fine. Okay. So let's see who wrote in the chat. Let's see. Diana said she ordered her Bifido yesterday. I can't wait to see it. Now here's the thing, Diana, because you've had some issues with probiotics bothering you, just go slowly with it. Don't take the full scoop. Just take a pinch, and then take a little bit bigger pinch, and take a little bit bigger pinch. Also, some people's gut flora is much more sensitive, and so when we start to invite new guests in, and they start to crowd out the old guests that we don't want there anymore, it can create some havoc in there if you go too fast. So go slow, go slow. Yeah, she says super slow. Yes. Gail, you can't hear. I would say, And I'm going to just tell her to refresh. And if the, if that doesn't help to, and this is true for anybody, if ever that you can't hear, if it doesn't work, then go ahead and exit completely. And use the link again. Okay. Let's see if there's any other questions in here, and then I'll go to hands. Diana said she had some of her homemade kimchi for lunch, too. Yay, love it. You put on makeup and we can't even see each other. We may be shifting these calls, but here's the thing about these calls. We're limited to 100 people on Zoom. And although there's way more than 100 people in the Vital community, probably 300 or 400 or 500, most, you know, we only get a fraction of people actually coming on any individual calls. But I'm concerned if we were to switch it to Zoom where we could see each other, that would be problematic if over 100 people showed up. Also, it takes us a few extra days on Zoom because we have to download the thing and then upload it, whereas this we can just grab the link from the server, so that's why we're sticking to it. Only a grain or two, yes. And remember, it's a nightshade, yes. Lynn Rose is talking about ashwagandha. Okay, I think that's all I see. You guys are helpful to each other. I so appreciate that. Lynn is not here today. Lynn is on an airplane heading to Austin. She was in Arizona with her family over the weekend, and now she's heading to Austin, and we're going to be together in a Laura Fine transpersonal energy healing practitioner training starting tomorrow. So I'll get to see her tomorrow but I certainly miss her when she's not on calls. So who has questions? Why want to talk to people? Star 2 on your telephone keypad raises your hand. Whether it's an easy question or a small question or just to say hi and get some stuff answered. There's Marsha.
Yeah, hi again. Hi. I've been in a slump, as I told you this morning, and when I was doing my assessments, I noticed that I have a lot of bad habits, and I've been making some bad choices after, you know, doing well on the sweet spot. Mm. And it's really interesting how fast I kind of spiral back, and now I'm having a lot of problems with just energy and motivation, and I don't like green smoothies, and I don't like green vegetables, and so I'm eating, this is so embarrassing, but I'm eating these energy bars from Urban Remedy, and those are like easy and they have a lot of good things in them, but I think I'm allergic to them. And I'm rambling now because my real question is, how do I get back on when some days I am so tired that I can't even clean my house? I mean, I just can sit here and I can do things on the computer because it's easy for me, but to do anything else takes so much effort. And then the depression comes in, and then I get anxiety, and then I don't do my bursts. So I'm sort of back in this low area.
Yeah, it's amazing how that happens. And that's why I'm so glad you're doing ERC and we have you for a year.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what happens to a fair number of people. We were just discussing this in the plant-based medicine conference I spoke at over the weekend, and 1,000 doctors interested in teaching people food as medicine. Some of them are very new to it, so very novice, but others are a lot more experienced. And that was the thing that kept coming up. And one of the docs from Kaiser, I think I might have mentioned this on a call earlier, but he said, one of the key things, they created a program in Kaiser because he had a heart attack, went to standard, you know, American Heart Association at age 40, by the way, had another heart attack 2 years later on the American Heart Association, said, I need something more drastic, and found Dr. Esselstein's book, Reversing Heart Disease, followed that, completely turned everything around. Everything's clear now. And that was like, I don't know, 6 years ago. So, it was really eye-opening because he said that they started a program in Kaiser, and he said it was a year-long program. And he said the reason they said it, they did it for a year long, because they felt like they needed the time commitment for people to not just do the things, but to do them and stay. And then when people do a 30-day or 60-day or 90-day program, it's easy to fall back into your old habits because you don't have that constant support. And we face it, most of us don't live in an area where it's just, let me bring my neighbor some food and they'll bring me some food. Sure, if you want M&Ms, you can eat your neighbor's food, but, you know, we don't want M&Ms. So what I would say is, how did you get on it in the first place? Because you were pretty darn tired when you started. So how did you, and first of all, second of all, I'm going to say, don't clean your house. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
But conserve your energy. I really mean that, honestly. Conserve your energy. Sure, flush the toilets and, you know, put the dishes in the dishwasher and, you know, don't make it a hazard, where, but do the minimum you have to. Like, some of us are really obsessive, not me, some of you are really obsessive about having the cleanliness and everything in the right place. I'm obsessive about cleanliness, sure. Most of the time I take my dishes out of the room and put them back in the kitchen, but sometimes I don't. But I don't be obsessive about it. Don't feel like you have to have everything neat and in case somebody comes over and all that kind of stuff. So really conserve your energy for you. And I would say go back to your big why. What was that reason that got you going and got you started and got you really committed to doing Sweet Spot in the first place? What was that reason? How do you want to feel? And that you can just sit down and do. You don't have to have the physical energy to do. You can just sit down. I would suggest with a notebook and a pen as opposed to on the computer, because there's something that activates through writing, you know, the brain to the hand connection versus typing, that's very different. And it helps you to really connect. Me and very many people that I've worked with, and I've read a lot about this, where it really helps you to connect to your heart. And so you just sit there, why do I want to do this? What am I dedicated to? My energy came back tomorrow and I felt perfect. What would I be doing differently? And really connect with that stuff. super, super important. And I know you did that at the beginning of Sweet Spot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then as far as, so, you know, the bars, yeah, you just have to say no. You know what I mean? Because the bars, especially if you think you're allergic to them. First of all, I don't know any other bars other than the Julian Bakery Pegan bars that are low in sugar, that don't have any added sugar. Theirs are sweetened with Lohan and Stevia, I believe, and are a decent source of protein and, you know, good food, real food. So if you're not eating those and you're not eating mine, then the bars are probably not so good for you. So be careful about that. Look at the ingredients carefully. Maybe there's some new ones on the market. But to be mostly eating bars, not good. So what do you think it is about smoothies that you're not liking? Is it that you don't know how to make them tasty, or you just don't like the texture?
I've never liked the taste of the vegetables, blended. And are you hearing feedback now? Sorry.
No.
Oh, okay. I just don't like them, and then I don't like making them because then I have to prepare. So here's the deal: I have to shop, I have to prepare, I have to wash my blender out afterwards. Oh, you know, that's exhausting to me. Seriously, I know it sounds ridiculous, like I need to care for myself, but that seems overwhelming.
Okay, so here's what I would suggest: the easiest thing you can do is either a fast or a partial fast. Something like called the fasting mimicking diet.
Mm-hmm.
You can fast for 3 days. That's going to save you some energy. Actually, it will save you a lot of energy. But you can do a fasting mimicking diet, a low caloric but high nutrient dense diet, where start with green powders. Literally, green powders are going to be better than your bars. So put the greens in a shaker cup or a mason jar with a lid. Shake it up. Add protein powder if you have it. Add some, open up an avocado and chew it, knead it. You know, stuff that's not going to take a lot of energy. What do you have in terms of a fattier foods that aren't perishable, like avocados? If you have some nuts or seeds, soak them and eat them that way after they're soaked, if you don't want to blend them. I mean, I'm just trying to give you some really basic, easy stuff that'll be better than eating bars that you think you might be allergic to.
Mm-hmm. I think the bars have almond flour in them, and I think it's too much omega sixes. Actually,
it could be. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what about chia? Do you like chia?
No, but I was making it every day in Sweet Spot, and I haven't made it. I've got them here. I just haven't soaked them. What's the big deal? That's what I mean. It's like something turned off in me, and now I'm prone to depression again, and I just have no energy. And so it's like ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I want to believe that I'm not that sensitive, that I don't have to take that much care of myself. And
In reality, we all do. Some people don't outwardly manifest that, oh, my God, I went off a little bit and I got sick. But it's happening silently inside. So those of you who are really super sensitive, and I'm like that too, are the lucky ones. And you know what? We should all be always on that straight and narrow path, right? We don't want to be putting the crap that's called food in our society into our bodies ever. And so I would sit with your why.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I would really sit with your why and get back in touch with that and make your little index cards and carry them around with you and read it when you're like feeling like I just can't do this. Read your card. Like, oh, yeah, this is what I really want. I don't want to be walking around in this, you know, zombie kind of situation. What I really want is to feel this way.
Oh, great. Can anyone relate? I'm just curious.
I'm sure look in the chat. If you can relate, send Marcia some support. Diana says yes. Lynn Rose said yes. Gail said yes. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
And I've been there too. I haven't in many years. But when I was like that, I would have my ups and downs and I would be feeling really good and I'd be real motivated. And then I'd be like, oh, I feel like crap again. My brain fog's back. My headaches are back. My stomach aches are back. Screw it. I just eat anything. And it took a little while to get back up on the horse, but know that it's important. Know that you are like an amazingly talented person. And this health issue, this energy issue is holding you back.
Yeah, that's for sure. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The world needs you. It's not for you. It's for the world. Yes. To show your gifts.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so Jeannie, opening you. Here we go. Hi, Jeannie.
Hi. Since you were talking about that, I just was curious what protein powder that you like to use.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So a couple of them that stand out to me, I've tried gazillions. I have so many partially eaten protein powders laying around my house.
Me too.
One that's really, I would say, hypoallergenic and most people tolerate because it's not a food we eat regularly is Sacha Inchi. It's also fairly inexpensive, and you can get organic Sacha Inchi protein powder for like, I don't know, $12 to $15 a pound versus some of the others for a pound in one of those jugs is like 50 or 60. So that's a good thing. I've gotten it at Raw Food World, but you can go online and look for it. I don't know if they still have it or not. I think they sell it on Amazon. Raw Food World does through them. So that's one. I use the Sun Warrior Blend. It's the one without the rice. So Warrior Blend, it's pea, cranberry, and hemp, I want to say. And I like the one that's just the natural because I don't like all the stevia added to it. I want the option of being able to sweeten it how I want to or keeping it savory and adding other spices and stuff, because I've used that to actually make a soup. When I first came, I was like, wow, this tastes really good. And I threw it in the blender with a whole bunch of arugula and a handful of tomatoes and blended it up and had this amazing soup. So that is a really cool way to do it. But you have to find the one that's right for you. If you don't tolerate pea protein, then you won't tolerate that one. But it's actually a really high quality one.
I don't do well with pea protein.
You don't?
No.
Okay. Try the Sacha Inchi then.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and I had brought some Brazil nut protein, and I can't remember who had that, but Brazil nut protein and then pumpkin seed protein.
Yeah, I just saw that one at Whole Foods, the pumpkin seed.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd use the one from Omega Nutrition.
Okay.
Yeah. And it just has a nice flavor to it, and it's pretty hypoallergenic because most people aren't going to be sensitive to pumpkin seeds.
Okay. And then I have one that's
coconut protein?
Yeah, it's made from coconut. But it's,
wow.
I wasn't sure if I should use that since I do have kind of with my genetics a little issue with the saturated fats.
Well, it depends, right? So if it's a protein powder, if it's just flaked coconut, sure, it's going to be high in saturated fats. But if it's actually the protein, the fat's gone. So look at the label and see how much protein, carb, and fat are in it.
Okay.
Yeah, you should be okay. Like, same thing with, like, pea protein. Well, I don't do well with starches, and peas are high starch, but the protein powder is just the protein powder.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, are you a double A? Are you an APOE4-4?
3-4.
3-4. So you can still do coconut. You just can't do a ton of it. And even 4-4, none of the studies have been done. It's usually done on saturated animal fat, but I'm always cautious and just go, real easily with that.
Right. And my other question was really just a course question on, I just got word today. I actually was supposed to meet tomorrow with my small group coach, and mm-hmm. I got word that she's not going to be doing it. So will we get something? Is there just someone that's going to take her place, or are we going to move to a different?
Oh, so you were in Pamela's group. Okay, so did Lynn send you that notice?
Pamela did.
Pamela did? Okay, she was not supposed to send that out. Anyway, Lynn was going to reach out individually. Lynn is probably going to take over for her, which is a blessing in disguise for everybody because Lynn is amazing, as you know by now.
Yes, that makes me very happy.
And then, Valerie, who's very soft, She's brilliant. She's very, I don't know if she's on the call today, but she's very humble, and very soft spoken, you know, like some who are more introverted, right? But she is so smart. Everybody in our practitioner training knows whenever Valerie asks a question, it's always like, you know, profound. And she's really good with the genetic stuff and, really good with understanding the lab stuff and all. So yeah, if Lynn takes that over, we just got notice. I really apologize for the way that came about, but apparently there was some family stuff and I don't know, overwhelm and all that, but we'll make sure that you guys are taken care of.
Perfect. Sounds great. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. And I look forward to meeting you, and I'm going to go in tonight when I get through all my calls, and I will add some times to the calendar. Okay. And I'll make sure that that email to the Golden Goal Pluses goes out again so that you can get on the calendar.
Okay, great.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye. All right, I think Marsha's hand is up again. I can't tell. This happened earlier, and it was like this phantom was putting the hands up. But Marsha?
No, I had. No,
you put it down?
Yeah.
Weird. It came back up again because you were right after. After her instead of before. There, it just came on again.
Nope.
Are you hitting something with your ear?
Nope.
Weird. This is a phantom that wants you to speak to me. Keeps raising your hand. Okay, I'll try lowering it again. And there it goes. All right, if he comes back, I'm still going to ask you because I don't want to assume it's the phantom. Who else has questions or comments? Lynn Rose, do you want to give everybody a little preview of what you're going to be talking about and why you're so passionate about it? I think that would be so cool. Raise your hand if you're willing to do that. So, Diana. Hi, Diana.
Oh, hello. Okay, I got to unmute.
You're unmuted. Yeah.
Okay. Actually, I just have a little praise. I got to talk to my coach yesterday for the first time, and I just wanted to put in a little praise about it. I had lost my joy. I couldn't find it. And I really am putting everything I have left in me to this program. And I was very nervous about meeting my coach. Mm-hmm. And I tried really hard to relax, and I sat in the sun and did heart math and practiced some breathing. But I was very nervous. I don't know why. But I want to tell you, my coach made me feel very much at ease, and by the end of the conversation with her yesterday, I have found my joy again, and I've been bouncing all over the yard.
Ooh.
And I just thank you. That's all I can say. My coach is awesome. The whole program is awesome, and all of the stress is just gone. I have found joy again.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for you, Diana, because that's where health comes from.
Yes, it
does. That's where choices come and do. That's where the right choices come from, is when you can get in touch with that joy.
Yes. Yes, I didn't know if I was ever going to see it again. But I found it yesterday, and I was so excited. By the end of that call, I was just jumping up and down, and I still have not run out of energy.
Yay!
This morning is still there. And it's not going to leave again. That's why I have to say something. I can't say how much I appreciate everything that you do, that Lynn does, that all the coaches do. I can't wait to my small group coach tonight. I'm really looking forward to everything now. And I do have one comment that I had mentioned to my coach yesterday. In our, the Google Drives. I noticed that last week's conversation with you was uploaded as the video, so I was excited about trying to watch it. It wasn't working for me to try and open it. It kept asking me if I wanted to download it as a audio file, and I was like, no, I just want to watch it. Well, then after the coaching call yesterday, I wanted to do the same thing with my coach call, because I wanted to see how the difference in my face from the first couple of minutes of that call yesterday to the last couple of minutes, because I'm sure that there was two different people in that picture in my head. And once again, that she had uploaded the file, but it won't play, and it keeps asking me to download. Do I want to download it as an audio? which I've even tried to do that, but it didn't work. So there's some kind of a glitch.
Some kind of Google thing, because I've tried sometimes with audio, with videos, and it's done the same thing, and it may be a size consideration. So we'll see if there's a way to shrink them or use the smallest possible one. I'm going to look into that. I'll look into yours, and I'll try playing yours and see if it's something on your computer or it's something on Google. And I have a feeling it's something on Google.
I see Lynn Rose is commenting that she couldn't open them either.
All right.
So, and I think that my coach had mentioned the same thing yesterday. She had tried to watch it and was not able to open it.
All right. I'll check this out.
Yeah. It might be a file type extension, the little three-letter extension on the end of the file.
It should be. Maybe she uploaded a different version of it. Let me find out.
I had not seen that three-letter code on the as an extension before. It's not MP3, MP4, or anything like that.
Oh, it's not.
No, it's not. It's like a W3M or something. And I was like, what the heck is that? Never seen anything like it, but that might be why there's a problem.
You know, maybe she uploaded the audios, not the videos, because there's a weird Zoom creates not an MP3, but it creates a weird audio. So I will find out, and I'll ask our person that does that if she can, you know, if need be, go back and do them again.
Fantastic. All right.
Thank you for letting me know that. We're working out the kinks. Every year we add new features and we try to make it better. And with that comes new technology that has the ability to fail us.
Yes, it does. We call those kinks, right?
Kinks.
And they work out.
Yeah.
Eventually. So, yeah, it was wonderful, though. Thank you so much again.
You're so welcome. I'm so happy for you.
Most awesome coaches in the whole wide world, and I definitely found my joy. So,
thank you.
Can't wait to see what's going to happen next.
Yeah, well, I love to see these transformations. It's wonderful. And we're actually, the one thing we are adding to the program, and those of you who are not in the ERC program will have an opportunity to join this. I'll talk about it later. But we're adding a very orchestrated step-by-step through all of the resources in the Body Freedom Foundation's piece. Because what we found is we left it to self-study, and people go, oh, I didn't know that was there. Oh, I didn't know that was there. So every month there's going to be a great opportunity to get all the coaching that you need on it. So and support and take you through everything out there, and anything that applies you can apply, and everything that doesn't or that you're already doing you can go, oh, I'm already doing that. Great. But there's such a wealth of information out there. It's phenomenal. Thank you, Diana.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. So Lynn Rose and then Marsha, or Marsha maybe if Marsha didn't turn her hand on, but it's on again. Lynn Rose. Hello. Oh, I can't hear you. Oh, wait, I'm hearing something.
Hold on just a second.
There it goes.
I'm sorry, Rita Marie, I'm on the phone. I had to get the phone.
All right. I'll put your hand down. Put your hand back up again when you're ready.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to turn her. I'm going to put her hand down. And Marsha?
Yeah, I just put two links in the chat to online audio converters. I think, and I'm not sure that I saw that something was an M4A. And so you can just use these free online converters. And if you don't know how, you can just contact me, and I'll walk you through it, anybody who needs to do that.
Fantastic. M4A is an audio, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So it must be that she's uploading the audio rather than the video.
And if it's a different video format, you can also convert.
You can convert that way, too. Okay. I'll find out, and we'll send out an email tomorrow about it. Thank you. Marsha's so smart. She figures all this stuff out. Okay. I've got Marsha down. I'm going to go back to the Q&A. I so much prefer to talk to you than to answer your written questions, just so you know. I feel like I can. Okay. Jeannie, what protein powder? She asked it on the phone. Paula, I have a question about salt consumption. I need adequate intake for adrenal health, but not too much. Too much can act negatively. How do I figure out the right balance? I use Himalayan pink salt. You know, sometimes we just have to trust our bodies. The adrenal, I mean, I know that like David Brownstein, he has people take a whole teaspoonful of it. That could be impactful. I would say if you stick within the guidelines of less than 2,000 milligrams a day or even less than 1,000, you may need somewhere between 1 and 2 with the adrenal fatigue, then I think that's fine. The average American is eating, I don't know, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 milligrams of salt or sodium a day. And that's where we get into trouble. But I think if you're using a good salt, you're using a whole salt and you're not overusing it and you're not leaving yourself in this state of, oh my God, I need salt, like, or I need energy. Cause that's what happens is that with adrenals being, tanked, basically the adrenals don't make as much aldosterone and then the aldosterone doesn't hold on to the fluid. And then you end up peeing away most of your sodium. And so you get very thirsty and you get a need for salt. So you need to replenish that to keep your electrolyte balance. All right. Barbara, you should be sleeping. You were here at the beginning of the day too. Isn't it like super late for you? 4 and 7 is 11. No, it's 11 o'clock. It's not terribly long. After a long flight, 14 hours, I arrived yesterday at home with swollen feet and lower legs. Today, they're slightly swollen even after 9 hours sleep. Questions, what can I do to get my body back to normal? Should I see a doctor? I don't think a doctor is going to do you any good for that. It's edema. It's from stasis. It's from sitting for a really long time. A couple of things you can do to prevent that when you're traveling is to lift your legs up. First of all, get up as much as you can, as often as you can, and just walk up and down the aisle. And I know a flight, 14 hours is really long, and unless you're in first class and you can lay down, it can be problematic because your fluid pools into your ankles. So I would say stay hydrated, number one, during that flight. I mean, really super hydrated. And number two is throughout your seated position is to lift your leg up as far as you can. I mean, sometimes it's too close, but too close to lift it all the way up, but as far as you can. And then pump your foot 90 degrees straight, 90 degrees straight. Just pump that, and that's going to help fluid come up. Is it, the ideal would be to lay on the floor and put your legs up and do that and pump fluid back down. I would look at diuretics, actually, because the fluid is pooling. So celery juice before you leave on the trip, celery juice when you come back, so you don't retain that fluid and have it pool into your ankles. And I would say on a regular basis, like now, lay on your bed, put your feet up in the air, so 90-degree angle of your hip to your body, and then a 90-degree angle of your knee to your hip, your upper, your thigh, and then pump your foot back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, to really build up the calf muscles to help pump that back through. The veins don't have muscles in them. They are valves. And it's easy for things to flow down and not get pushed up. They get pushed up by muscular contraction, which is why keeping them moving throughout the flight, just pumping your ankles, which is going to work the calf muscles. That's going to help push the blood back up towards your heart. It works better, of course, if you're on your back and doing it like you can do at home now, but on a plane, you can still do it when you're sitting down. So I would say lay down and do those exercises. And then I talked about what can you do to prevent it. Are those flight knee socks safe to wear? They're extremely tight below the knees. I'm not exactly sure about that. I don't know how tight they would be. You can certainly try it at some point and see. And if it gets too tight, I would certainly take it off. If it feels like you're pooling, watch your feet and toes and make sure they don't turn blue. Because they can tighten and they can help the venous flow go back to your heart. But they can also tighten enough that they don't allow the new arterial flow to come down into your ankles. So that would be my concern with the socks. I don't know how tight they are. Make sure you get the right size. If you get a size too small, then it would not be a good idea. Yeah, I think those are good things to do. Yeah, there's always a replay. So if you're not still on, Barbara, it looks like you just did it a couple of minutes ago, 20 minutes after the event start, which is about 40 minutes ago. 20 minutes ago. All right. Okay, that's it on that. I'm going to do a refresh. Okay, there's nothing there. Let me see in the chat. Lots of conversation here. Okay, I'm gonna encourage you, Diana, to not call yourself a techno idiot. It's similar to our, remember we talked on one of our first calls and we said, don't take on the identity of your disease. Don't take on the identity that I'm a fatigued person. I'm a depressed person. It's a something that comes as a transient thing. So right now, maybe you don't know. Maybe you don't know the technology. You're not a techno idiot, because a techno idiot would imply that you don't have the ability to learn it. So that's my feeling about that. It's just the language, the way we speak to ourselves is so important. Let's see. Okay. How do I spell the protein? It's Sacha. I'll put it in the chat. S-A-C-H-A. Sacha Inchi, two words. It's from South America. It's a seed. Oh, my computer is being sluggish today. All right, when it allows me to, I will type that in. But S-A-C-H-I, so S-A-C-H-A-I-N-C-H-I, two words. Let's see. Wow, today I cannot download or print anything associated with Dr. Edelman. Maybe your URL person, whatever that is, your server actually put a blacklist. Wow. Or you may have to reboot. All right. All right, what do I see? Yeah, that's the custom visit I showed you yesterday. All right, I'm having a hard time with this. It's just keeps flipping back and forth. So if you have any things that are questions that you put into the chat, go ahead and put them in the Q&A. Just copy-paste it. Gail said she uses compression socks. Compression, yeah, as long as they're not cutting off your circulation, if you're using it to try to help pump things back. Yeah, Lynn Rose says make sure they don't become a tourniquet. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. Yeah. All right. Rita Marie, help me totally with my overload, fear, depression, view of the world with your advice. I'm grateful. You're welcome, Gail. Technology changes faster than our comprehension. That's probably true, because I'm a techno, not phobe, I'm a techno geek. I have a master's degree in computer science. I love tech. I learn things pretty quickly. But there are times when I'm sitting there going, what the heck is going on here? I don't understand, right? Here's the thing. In the protein, if you're in the ERC, you can go to the nutrition module, and the under protein, we have a list of all our favorite protein powders. I think we also put that in Sweet Spot as well, where we have a list of all our protein powders that I've tested. It's out of date by a couple of years, but one time I just went out and bought all the little tiny packets of all these things, and I read them, and I tasted them, and I just wrote them up and took pictures of them. All right. Adrena. Can't wait to try some fermented yogurt and stuff. Again, go easy, tablespoon at a time. Okay, best I can do. I'm going to go back and see if anybody's got their hands raised. But it's not, I think it's my internet today, because it's not just this main computer, which was hosed this morning, and I had to use my laptop, but now And my laptop was slow too. So, okay, Lynn Rose. Good. I can't tell when you're open because it takes, there you go. Now it's open. You there? I heard you.
Did you call? Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't hear you.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm sorry. Toyota called and gave me bad news and I got flustered.
Oh, no. About your car?
Yeah, I'm going to be without. I'm going to have to drive a rent car this weekend. So.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So it's a major problem, but it shall pass.
I'm sorry.
You had said something about me coming in, and I'm not sure what you would
ask. Oh, yeah. I wanted you to just give them a little preview, like give them the trailer so they want to come to your performance next month about the dirty electricity.
Okay, so they get to see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. It's for this group.
Well, it's one of the pieces of the environmental pillar. And a lot of people are familiar with, you know, EMFs and electromagnetic fields that are problematic. And then some people are familiar with grounding and grounding pads mm-hmm. and such. And I've discovered that if you're going to do the grounding pad, that you need to make sure that your home wiring is good. And that's the concept of the dirty electricity. And the talk I'm going to do about is how to test that and what you can do about it. And because it does play a big factor in, you know, especially when somebody has sleep issues. So that's why I went there. So not sure what else you want me to say.
Well, I think that's good. I'm really excited about it. And you'll be able to share all the details next month. So make sure you come. It's October 6th or something like that. I don't remember the exact date. Let me look it up. But I'm really looking forward to it. I won't be here tonight, I think. I will be teaching in the Bahamas.
Oh, too bad.
So I will miss it live. So Lynn will host it, but I'll get to the both Lynns. Okay. We'll have a double header of Lynns hosting that call, and I'll get to see it when I get back because that's the exact day that I'm speaking at this medical conference in the Bahamas.
Right.
Okay. Boo-hoo, poor me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate that. And I'm looking forward to that. And we'll put a copy of that into the ERC and the Body Freedoms pillars. And I'm going to be going through all of the vital that past health topics and recipe things and seeing if there's places in that where we can insert, you know, specific targeted food demos or specific targeted talks that would fit well in there so that it's all in one place rather than having to go into the vital community separately. And, you know, those of you who are not in the ERC, you might not know what we're talking about, but it's a year-long coaching program that we do. All of the people that do it get a year-long pass to the vital community, so they're here. And they also get a lot of coaching, individual and group coaching, coaching with me, lab analysis. It's an amazing program. It's full right now, so there's no actual seats in it. And we don't know when we're going to open it up again. It will be at least 6 months, if not a year. We've always opened it up once a year. But if you're interested in this, just really digging in deep and getting into the seven-month program that we're going to do, it's part of ERC, but it's also going to be opened up to a limited number of people in the public. And we've never done that before, so we're experimenting with it. So we're keeping it small. And just come to my webinar later tonight, and I'll let you know how to get involved with that if you want to. So thank you, Lynn Rose.
Mm-hmm.
And Linda in Colorado. Hello, Linda. Try now. All right, you're open, Linda.
Oh, okay. I'll keep this short, but during your webinar week and in July, I tested my blood sugar. Didn't know I had any problem. I had to go raw that day. I don't mind losing the weight. I'm down to 122 and I'm stuck. But what else in the meantime? And, you know, I have to work through this and find the recipes and everything else. I've got pre-winter work to do. What can I also add for a type of protein? I checked out some of the other veggies. Ours are pretty limited here. I've got nuts. I've got some chia, but I haven't done anything with that yet. I've been busy trying to figure out all this. Do you have any other ideas? Not so concerned about the weight, but I am the muscle mass. And
You've lost weight and you're at where you don't want to get below. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'd like to kind of stay there. Right. You know, I don't want to drop under 120.
Yeah.
But it's the muscles that I want to get back.
Yes. And the thing, there's a lot of myths about protein, that we need to have lots and lots of it. And the reality is our green leafy vegetables have lots. So a cup of spinach, representative of most of them, you know, somewhere plus or minus that, is about 5 grams of protein. If I make a green smoothie or I make a stir fry or I make a green soup, I get at least 5, 6, 7, 10 cups of green leafies per day. And you get two. That's 50 grams of protein. A woman your size doesn't need more than 50 grams of protein. So everything else you get on top of that is gravy. So hemp seeds are a great source of protein. They're real concentrated.
Oh, okay. Great.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Good idea. Good idea. Because, I mean, the greens are going to even get more rare where I am.
Yes, that's the problem with where you live, right? It's going to get more rare, so you're not going to be able to have access to it, which means, you know, having a good protein powder and a green powder to get you through the winter is definitely advisable, because you can't survive on iceberg lettuce if that's all your local store has, right?
I'm not a rabbit. I mean, this is not working well.
No. So hemp seeds are great. I love making salads and wilting them so I can eat more. So I put a little bit of either lemon juice or salt, depending on, you know, the person, if you're able to do salt, or you're like Paula said, she's craves the salt because she needs it for her adrenals. So I use either salt or lemon juice, and then I just massage down my greens. So instead of this being this huge pet of greens, it's this little small plate of greens. And I could take pound of kale or a pound of spinach and just wilt them down. And it's this little, it sits on my plate. And then I'll want to fortify that, because I don't want to lose any more weight either. I'm down to, you know, my minimum weight. And I will then make a sauce for it, like a dressing. But, you know, oil and vinegar, there's no great nutritional value there.
I agree. Yuck.
Right?
Yeah.
So you don't want that. So I love to think about my nuts and seeds. I take my hemp seeds, and I take some Brazil nuts and pumpkin seeds, great sources of minerals. The hemp seeds are great sources of omega-3 and protein. So both of the other nuts have a fair amount of protein, but the selenium and the zinc that are in those, and I think goes through. So maybe go anywhere from 2 to 4 different kinds of nut seed combination. Blend it up with a little bit of lemon or lime juice or apple cider vinegar for the tart. And then add my spices, turmeric, ginger, rosemary, whatever spices I'm in the mood for, but those are loaded with antioxidants and minerals. And I'll make sauce for them. And then I'll just put it over my greens. And then I can eat it without, like, feeling like, oh, my God, I'm a rabbit. I have to sit here for another 2 hours to finish this.
Yeah, I don't mind the greens, but wow.
Yeah, they could take a while, right? And then you maintain the cook. When you cook them, you lose a little bit of the folate and the vitamin C and the water solubles. When you do that wilting process, they have the feel and the texture of cooked, but you've maintained it. And whatever juices emanate from them, you can pour that into your salad dressing mix. You know, replace some of the water, and now you cover it, and it's amazing. That's what I miss the most about being away, is they didn't have my great dressings, right? I didn't have dressings because I didn't like them, so I was just eating big, huge plates of salad with lemon juice on them and a little bit of garlic and cayenne and some pumpkin seeds. But when I got home, like, the first thing I wanted was a big bowl of sauerkraut with an avocado on top of it, and then a green smoothie. I was craving it. So I like that creamy, like, richness, because it gives you the caloric density. So here's the thing about caloric density. The people who are trying to lose weight, you want to go towards the lower caloric density food. Those of us who are at our ideal weight and we don't want to go below, we need to have a certain amount of the higher caloric density foods. So lettuce. Green leafy vegetables, very low caloric density. Yeah, you know, lettuces are somewhere in the neighborhood of, I think a pound gives you like 60 calories or 50 calories in a whole pound. Yeah. Whereas kale may be a little more dense, and maybe a whole pound of kale gives you 150 calories. Whereas a pound of nuts gives you way more calories than you need for several days.
Right.
So
right. Oh,
look at
great.
That. But if you don't want to lose weight, you go, how much nut or seed do I need to add to this to give it to me? I wrote down these numbers. Somebody gave a talk where they had actually calculated the numbers, and I'm going to find it in my notes and I'll post it because I think it's a really cool thing to know, right? And because we're in opposite ends of the spectrum. Those who are overweight want to go to the lower caloric density foods that are going to be filling, and those of us who are at our ideal weight or underweight want to go towards more of the higher. And if you're underweight and you're trying to put on weight, you're wanting to go towards the more high caloric density without overtaxing your body.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And it's kind of strange. I've been putting salt on all my, I haven't cooked any of my veggies, but that's just enough. Just enough. But I've always been a salt person instead of a bitter or, sweet. But I absolutely, there's so little information. It's about like autoimmune, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue. I can't find a whole lot on maintaining weight. You know, and
know,
with winter coming on, I really do need to turn this right now just to carry me into my knowledge period where I can start making, you know, the stuff out of avocados and that. I can't wait. That's going to be great fun.
All right. I'll make sure I get that information out. Because it's funny because Lynn said, do you want to do one of the health, vital health topics on gaining weight, you know, maintaining or gaining weight? And I'm like, oh, that's so hard. Losing weight's so much easier. And those of you who are overweight think, oh, God, you guys are so lucky. No, it's much harder to do it in a healthy way because you have to really, and this whole concept of caloric density helps.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, I sure appreciate that. It really is hard. And I get stuck at a weight and that's it. I mean, I'm just stuck. You know.
How tall are you?
I just found out I'm shorter. I'm 5'5". And I'm small bone.
22 is a fine weight for you.
Well, it is, but I just need that little energy boost. So when I do eat, or as it's getting colder, I was never chilled. I am now.
Yeah.
You know.
So warm your foods. If you're eating all raw and you've been eating all raw, it might be time to start to lightly steam some things. Or at least, here's what you could do if you want to still get the enzymes and all that in the raw food. You make up a soup. You blend up some vegetables as the base and you add some, you know, chopped ups as give it some texture. You can make a cream like a cashew cream or a hemp cream or anything like that as a cream of soup. And we have all these.
Yum.
It's all in the stuff. You have access to all of this. We'll
oh,
make
yum.
Sure I give you
yeah,
a
I haven't even thought of doing a soup. I love my soups.
Yeah, and then if you don't want to actually cook it, you then just put it on the stove. I have one of these thermometers I bought at Amazon, and you stick it in, and it beeps when you get to the temperature. So if I set my soup to not go above 115 degrees, it's not going to cook it. But to my palate, to my body, where I'm 98 degrees, it's going to feel warm, and it's going to feel soothing. You have to drink it more quickly. It doesn't stay. But if you were then to do that and then put it in a thermal, kind of one of those thermal mug type of things, or
right.
They have these stainless steels
right.
that hold the heat.
Right. Yeah, I've got those. Yeah.
Yeah, you can put it in there, and then you'll have this really nice warm soup.
Oh, great. Oh, I'm excited about that. Thank you so much. That gives me enough. I don't have to have a huge variety, but works
good.
For me. Thank you.
Yeah, and get in the site and start to explore. The Vital site has all that. You have access to 6 years of old audios and videos, and just kind of scroll through and go, oh, that looks good. Oh, that looks good. And I think the ones we do in the fall, here in fall, I usually don't do those until October, November, because I can't stand the thought of making hot soup in August, September,
yeah.
October.
Right.
Whereas for you, it's much earlier, right? So
yeah,
I would say, look through those and just look for, there's like a one that we called the Harvest, and that was really cool. It had some really nice harvesty type spices really good stuff. And then in the collection, you have on ERC, you have a collection of all my digital recipe books. So if you just log into the site on the front page, you should see one that says digital recipe books. And if you click on that, you'll see my soup book in there.
Oh, that's great.
Okay.
Oh, I'm excited. I don't know. I haven't even been in there yet. It just wasn't even on my radar. I've been just trying to get launched in the right area, but Thank you. That all.
You're welcome.
That really
well, we're going to make sure that you all get in there because every month we're going to do these calls and then send out a very targeted email. And I'm probably going to make some little videos to guide you through it because I want people to actually go through it. Over the years, I have developed a lot of content. And when I find out that people are not really finding it all and actually going through it, it feels kind of like, wow, I spent a lot of time on that. So I want to do some stuff to get you to consume what I've created.
Yeah. I have all winter. I don't care if I plow or not.
True,
so that's what I'm going to make everybody jealous. I'm just going to get in front of a nice fire and get in there and just to my heart's content. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And I understand if you've got a short window where the weather's still going to be good, get outdoors while you can.
Yes. It's coming to a close real fast. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye, Linda.
Bye-bye. And thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so Linda, takes like, this like 10-second delay for me clicking and then it closing. All right, let me go see the Q&A. Anybody else, last call for questions, star 2. I'll go to the typed in questions. I'll go to the chat. I'll look at there once more. And then, so this is last call for questions. Somebody, I feel all really bad when this happens, but somebody typed in a question when we were about to close the other day, and I felt so bad when said, you didn't get to answer this person's question. I'm like, but it didn't come in until after last call. So I'm going to make it real clear. Last call on the Q&A. I'm not going to look at the Q&A anymore. On the chat, let me see. Yeah, and Lynn Rose gave a good idea instead of looking at the scale measure with a tape measure. And we have a section in the program. We'll do our home testing module. We're just trying to fit all these times in to get you guys together so you're not like living on Zoom with me and you're out there living your lives. But we have a lot of plans for helping you. All right. All right, good. I think that's it. Okay, so I lied. I'll check the Q&A once more in case somebody slipped in right before. Last question was from Jeannie on protein powder. And it's refreshing. Yep, it's refreshing. Any last hand, if your hand's up, I'll answer it. And Marsha's up. Hey, Marsha.
Hi. I'm just curious about the webinar for this evening. Do you recommend that we attend that?
Not really. I mean, you don't really need to.
Yeah.
If you want to, you can. I deliberately didn't invite you guys because here's the thing. You have so many things. I'm talking to people in ERC. And if I keep inviting you to all the webinars I do, you're going to get overwhelmed and you're not going to consume all the stuff in the program. And it's still just more introductory stuff that I do in the webinars. Okay? Mm-hmm. So if you want to and you have time and you're just sitting around, you have nothing better to do, you're welcome to go, but you don't have to. And what I'm going to do on that webinar is I'm going to share a lot of the stuff dietary-wise and how it all ties in with the other pillars and the importance of that. And then anybody that wants to join us for this pillar thing, we're going to give them the opportunity to do it.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And Christy, you snuck in under the wire. Awesome. I don't know how long it. Oh, there you are. Hi, Christy.
Hi.
Hi.
You see me or you hear me?
I hear you.
Oh, great. Just really quick. I don't know if I should be asking this because I'm in cafe right now. And are we assigned a coach like we were at Sweet Spot?
Are you in ERC?
No, I'm not.
No, you have to be in ERC to be assigned a coach.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure. If you want to find out more about that, you can reach out to Lynn and she can share with you that some of the coaches have availability for private coaching. But as far as the program that several people on this call were in, they're assigned a coach because they're in this year-long program. They signed up for our year-long program.
Oh, I see. Okay. It would just be helpful because Facebook is a little bit quiet.
Okay. And you're on which program?
Cafe right now. I just finished Sweet Spot.
Yeah, and the way that you can get help on Cafe is use your journal, because that will go directly to, so you do have a coach. It's not like assigned just to you, but there's a coach for all the programs that reads the journals. So if you have questions that you want answered specifically, then definitely go there. Now, if you want to hire an extra, it's an extra fee to hire a coach privately, you can do that. And you can do that for a 90-day period.
Oh, okay. Is that Lynn to ask?
Yes, yes. Reach out to Lynn, and she'll let you know about that.
Okay. All right. Yep. So thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. All right, guys. I'm going to open up your lines, and I'm going to say goodbye, and we will talk again soon. Open the line, interactive. All your lines should be open. I hear some things. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. Have a great rest of the evening. And if you're coming on the webinar later, I will be going to see you there. Bye.
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 Thank you.
Don't forget to give Lynn a hug for us.
I will. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, please do.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.